This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation. It is 6/22/2018. So good to be with you after a couple of days. I heard there were some fireworks while I was gone. James Fetzer and some callers. I'm sure they were trolls. They obviously weren't Power Hour people, just the way they treated James and things like that. But made for an interesting show. I thought it, what I heard was pretty lively. We had a lot of response from you all, so we support James Fetzer. Who else is out there digging in deep on this dirt and getting to the bottom of it, right, wrong, and different? We have to support people like him, and James is just a good friend to the show and really appreciate him. So we want to thank him. And, of course, Deborah Tavares coming on yesterday, always so good, and her information on what's going on to mankind. Notice I said mankind, not human. Two different things by definition, legal definition. Speaking of definitions, social justice, this word keeps flying around, especially with this immigration situation. So I just put it into Google because Google knows everything. And I said definition of social justice. First thing that comes up, noun. Social justice. Justice in terms of the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. Nothing about rights in there. Distribution of wealth makes me think of redistribution of wealth. Social justice, social equity. That's what these words mean. So please don't get it twisted. We have the head of the NFL, the commissioner, talking about social justice issues. What is a social justice issue? You know, it's amazing what you can get a dog to do. You can teach a dog, and really humans too. But I'll tell you a story. We have an electric fence. Where I live, I have three dogs. I don't have 10 cats like Joyce did, but I do have, she only had two dogs. I have three dogs. Cats don't mix too well around here with our dogs in the country, but we have three dogs. We have an electric fence. We have the collars where if they come near, then it beeps and then it will zing them if they get too, you know, too close or stay there. Well, the other day, a dog jumped the fence. They got out. No, that's an ordeal. Can be an ordeal. It's a lot of, they're labs and they like to run. They like to see what they can get into. So I'm out there in the middle of the night calling them. I drive around a little bit, look for them. And there in the back of my property in the woods, I hear the dogs crying and barking. They won't come in. They refuse to pass the line. Their collar wasn't even on. I had taken their collar off. The battery was off. The dogs would not come back on the property. Even though they had no collar, they were scared to cross the line, thinking they were going to get zapped. Obviously, it didn't. They jumped. They must have saw a squirrel or a raccoon or something. They jumped it the first time. They would not come back, even though they didn't even have a collar on. We have seen in America, the reason I bring that up, especially America, the world, really. I mean, let's be honest. America, certainly. The media give us Pavlovian type responses. If they put input X in, they get response B out. And they've learned that, and so they know what buttons to push. And so they think that, well, they can just keep inputting these social justice, emotional heartstrings things to us, and it's not going to mean anything. One, the independent media like this show, who doesn't have a CIA script, who doesn't get a check from George Soros Open Society, we're awake and we can see what's going on and we comment on these things. And increasingly more, you, America, are listening to us, the Power Hour, or shows like it. That's first thing. Second is America has realized that the collar's off, so to speak. You know, if we're going to use that dog analogy, the collar is off. And so what they used to be able to get us on, they can't anymore. Donald Trump, I still believe this, and until proven further otherwise, his greatest accomplishment so far is the first week of his presidency when he pointed his finger at CNN and said, you are fake news. No, you are very fake news. He totally turned the dynamic on what corporate media was and has been and will be in America at that point. The dying corporate media, he basically stuck another heart or stuck another stake right through the heart of corporate media. And America began increasingly, rapidly trying to not trusting it. Remember we talked about the law of 10%, and when these ideas come, you get 10% of the people believe an idea, it rapidly becomes the majority opinion. When you have 10% willing to take resistance, proselyte, and are immune to resistance, well, that's what we have. You are seeing it, you are witnessing it firsthand. The idea that corporate media is for you, the idea that corporate media is not biased or doesn't lie or doesn't try to manipulate you is gone. There's a Gallup poll, 62% believe that media news is biased. Well, what percentage believe that it's just downright manipulative? That will be the majority opinion in America very soon, if it isn't already. I don't think it's quite there, that strong a statement, but it will be because of what we've been talking about. This thing with the refugees, the level of dishonesty and deceit that we have seen from politicians, Hillary Clinton, the like, Pelosi, all of them on down, Dianne Feinstein, the gun grabber in California. I can sit here and show a clip, and then we put it up on the website. Maybe I will if we have time, or maybe I'll do it next show. But she, every one of these people who are clamoring, every one of them, who are clamoring and trying to ridicule Donald Trump to scorn about this and the Trump administration about immigration, every one of them has made a comment about how these immigrants can't come up here. The parents should not be, the children should not be sent up here. We cannot let them in. Everything that Trump's already saying, everything that's already trying to be done by the Trump administration on this immigration, every one of them. Now Time Magazine puts a picture of a crying girl and insinuates that she was separated from her parents when comes to find out she wasn't separated from her parents at all. This is a complete psyop, a complete operation. This is what you call an operation on your mind. This is why I just detest and loathe these type people. You may disagree with me. I'm sure a lot of you do. And I don't agree my wife on everything. I mean, give me a break. We're going to disagree on certain things. But I don't want to slit your throat, and I'm genuine, whether you agree or disagree with the things I say. These people are cold, manipulative snakes. In the highest levels of corporate media, the highest levels of government, who for years have gotten away with us thinking that we still got the collar around us and that we can't jump back into the yard like my dogs. That's changing, and in many ways it already has changed. So the future, you can guarantee that there's going to be a clash of ideas and a clash of, well, ideas. That's really what it comes down to, beliefs, convictions. What are you convicted about? Because in the world of deception and compromise like we have now, conviction is king. You know, you've heard the saying, cash is king. When it's an economic downturn, cash is king. You heard that in 2009, probably 2010. Cash is king. Right now, conviction is king. What are you convicted about? And now more than ever, your voice, I don't think you understand. At least this is what I believe. I don't know if you understand how important you are. Not me. You. You and what you believe, and the 20 plus years that this show has gone on in one form or another, and the legacy of Joyce Riley, is the knowledge that you have gained and the convictions that you have within you. Are you going to bring them out now? You know, I've heard a lot of people here the last few days that bring up immigration and that comes up, and I just absolutely go on the offensive. I go about lunatic fringe on them, about anybody who wants to say anything about Trump treating these children so bad compared to the past, or it's all Trump, I just go nuts. Not that Trump needs my defense. America needs your defense. This is ridiculous. This is an operation to destroy our country. And I talk about it a lot, obviously, but it's, I believe it's very important. And we got a great broadcast today. I'm Daniel Brigman, your host, if you don't know that by now. If you're new, thank you for joining us. It's all about the truth, and you are in the right place. The Power Hour radio show is what you're listening to. Later on, we have Richard Surrett. He's from a conspiracy blog and a conspiracy podcast he has. And he wants to come on. We like to have different people with different voices about current events, deep state, what have you. So we're going to talk about deep state with him. And also Juliet Iger in the final hour. GM Children, genetically modified children. The same company who produced Vaxxed. Do you remember Vaxxed? Dell Big Tree. What a great... You want a resource to give somebody about vaccines? Vax is fantastic. Well, the same company who produced that has now come up with GM children, genetically modified children. Are our children getting modified by all the things that they're eating? And she's going to come on and talk about that, the movie, and what she found out. And I think it'll be stimulating, and really look forward to that. We're going to get to news before we have Richard on. Do you have your Bill of Rights? Because I'm going to... If you haven't learned anything from me, please learn the importance of this Bill of Rights. Please, just please. I don't know what else to say. I'll put it on my tombstone. Big story out of the Supreme Court. The Fourth Amendment. Now, when all the Bill of Rights, do you remember back in the 1780s when the Constitution was being written, the states would not, ladies and gentlemen, listen to me, would not ratify the Constitution. The majority of them said, no, no way, not only no, but, you know, heck no. They used probably stronger language than that. They would not approve it. They were very suspicious of the federal government encroaching on the states and becoming a behemoth and then encroaching on the rights of the people. They said Patrick Henry walked out of the convention. He was so upset. They would not approve it unless there was a Bill of Rights. The greatest part of the Constitution, the greatest part by far, by magnitudes, is the Bill of Rights. It puts you in your proper stature. It is the fulfillment, at least in large measure, a good measure, of the Declaration of Independence. This is its fulfillment. The Constitution itself, the body of it, the people, you're the people, has nothing to do with you. It doesn't tell you to do anything. Nothing. Neither does the Bill of Rights. The First Ten Amendments. It's a body of negative law against our government. So we'll get to that. The Fourth Amendment, a huge decision out of the Supreme Court. Some other news, and then Richard will join us here in about 15 minutes or so. So good to be with you. You've got a great broadcast. God bless you. PowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world, and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you seen these Facebook ads and Wells Fargo too, both of them who had huge PR hits in the past few months? And we need to get back to this and we're going to reestablish ourselves and please trust us again. Please, please, please trust us. Well, Facebook has a new ad out saying, well, let's just focus on families and not worry about all this fake news. You know, let's not worry about politics, things that are important to you. Just, you know, put pictures of your children up and at the bounce house and birthday parties and stuff. Let's just focus on that kind of stuff. Let's not, you know, express our convictions or anything. Oh my gosh. Wells Fargo. I wouldn't touch them with a 10-foot pole. The Bill of Rights. The most important document in this country is the Declaration of Independence and the Bill of Rights in many countries and many decades, even millennium. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the person or things to be seized. That is the Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights protects our rights. It's not privileges. So the definition of social justice, as you heard earlier, Google just put in definition of social justice. It is a noun, which means justice in terms of the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. Get that? Privileges? Where's rights? Things like, you see how this is getting twisted? Social justice, those are the same words, you know, different language, but same words they use in Nazi Germany, in Russia. Don't be fooled. I mean, Yuri Bezmenov, this is a joke. Anybody starts talking to you about social justice, they're either ignorantly do it or they really know what they're doing. That's even scarier. Getting back to this ruling, I'm kind of putting them together, juxtaposing them against each other so you can kind of see the difference. The big case where the Supreme Court rules law enforcement needs a warrant to search cell phone data. Well, it seems simple enough. I mean, I can read. You just heard the Fourth Amendment. It's pretty simple. The Supreme Court ruled Friday that law enforcement in most cases has to obtain a warrant in order to search and seize long-term cell phone records that would show a person's location in a 5-4 ruling. 5-4. Why wasn't it 9-0? I don't know. I want to go through the body of the text of the actual decision. The case before the court centered on Timothy Carpenter, who argued the government violated his Fourth Amendment rights. Let me stop there. Who argued the government violated his Fourth Amendment rights. How many constitutional rights do you have? How many constitutional rights does Timothy Carpenter have? This is very important. How many? How many? The answer is zero. You have no constitutional rights. The Constitution gives you no rights that are not already inherently inside you. The Constitution only protects the rights that were given to you by who? You see this? You see this trick? The constitutional rights, not God-given, not unalienable, endowed by your creator rights. The Declaration of Independence, we hold these truths to be self-evident. Self-evident means it's not even worth arguing about. Why are we even discussing this? It's beyond discussion. It's self-evident. That all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. We don't have Fourth Amendment rights. That's the first thing that struck me. Anyway, against unreasonable search and seizure, when an obtained record from his wireless provider revealing his location over 127 days, authorities used the data as evidence at his trial to convict him of a string of robberies at Radio Shack and T-Mobile stores in Michigan and Ohio from December, blah, blah, blah. The government claimed it was well within its right. Now the government has rights under the Stored Communication Act of 1986. You see how they use these administrative acts all the time, the Patriot Act or what have you, that you're a U.S. citizen to get you under these acts and then use these acts to usurp the Constitution. They're not attacking the Constitution anymore. They're just finding a different way around it. And our ignorance is allowing all this, which requires police to show reasonable grounds to believe information is relevant. So the government says all we got to do is say there may be some relevant information on these cell records so we get to get them. And the Supreme Court, no. For a warrant, police have to show probable cause that the crime occurred. You see the difference? And I don't care if this guy's guilty or innocent. I don't care if he goes free. I care that his rights are upheld. It is more important that, a thousand murderers. It's better for 1,000 murderers to go free than a whole system that usurps our rights and tries to control us to try to keep us free. You do not have any Fourth Amendment rights. You have rights endowed to you, given, inherent in you, from your creator. That is the law. That is the greatest political statement any country has ever, ever, ever been able to say. And it is not even remotely taught in any of our schools anymore. Big case. 5-4 on this. You need a warrant. Yes, I can read the Bill of Rights, moron. I can read it. This is the law. You take an oath to the Constitution. I don't care. What do I care if some criminal gets away with it or not? What do I care in comparison to our rights being eroded by your police state system? You get it? Be right.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, NanoCurcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. NanoCurcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. NanoCurcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
You USA Radio News.
At a 4th of July event in Fremont, Ohio, Congressman Jim Jordan spoke out against a report that he turned a blind eye to alleged sexual abuse at Ohio State University when he was an assistant wrestling coach.
Stuff that was said yesterday that's just not accurate. I mean, it's just not true. I mean, Mike Russell-Porras was a friend, but something's changed. Things he said are just not true. We knew of no abuse, never heard of abuse. If we had, we'd have reported it. And if in fact there's problems, we want justice for the people who were victims, obviously. And as I said, we're happy to talk with the folks who are doing the investigation.
Today, Joy Chestnut ate 74 hot dogs in 10 minutes to become your Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest champion. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I'd like to remind everybody of the sales going on at the Power Mall. Remember Grown by Nature, the show we did earlier this week. It is better to take no vitamins at all than take bad supplements. And if you're going to make a difference in your, I mean, a real difference, if you want to make a real difference, you got to go with something like Grown by Nature. It is the best. Grown by Nature vitamins are all at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Give Jay a call and then take care of yourself and see what you can do for people. It's a big difference. You want to wake up somebody? Affect their health. Our next guest, we always like to have new perspectives and add people. And I've heard of Richard a while ago, and then I don't know why we didn't have him on earlier, but Richard Charette, he's been in radio about 20 years. He actually is a Canadian. He's we'll probably talk about immigration, and he says, well, I'm kind of an interloper, but I have an opinion. So we'll hear his interloper opinion. I love it. 20 years he's been doing radio, the Conspiracy Show broadcast out of Toronto. He also has a couple podcasts we'll mention a little later. Richard Charette, so good to have you on the Power Hour, my friend.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for asking me.
Very good. What's the biggest thing on your plate, on your mind right now that's going on?
Well, I just actually finished an interview for a podcast that I do called Conspiracy Unlimited, and I was speaking with Megan Barth of Reagan.com. I think she's a terrific conservative commentator, and we were talking about immigration, as you mentioned off the top. I mean, and you're right. I mean, I do feel like a bit of an interloper, being a crazy Canuck, and, you know, what business do I have chiming in on this issue? But it is the big story, even up here. But it's interesting how it is being sort of manipulated and twisted as it sort of works its way through the mainstream media filter. But part of me thinks that what has everybody so upset in the mainstream media and on the left is when Trump signed off on that executive order, and I'm not a big fan of the executive order, but what he did was he sort of ended that issue. He kind of dissolved that issue before the left was finished exploiting it. So he kind of took all the air out of the balloon. But it doesn't matter, right? Because he was Hitler before he signed it, and even though he signed it, he's still Hitler.
Well, yeah, whereas Obama certainly could have done that, and I agree with you, executive orders, they have their place, and they've been around. You know, Thomas Jefferson used executive orders, and they do have a certain place, but we've seen them certainly overused in the last 15, 20 years or so. I'm curious about Canada, because I met a Canadian this morning, actually, I was talking to about this, and they were telling me that, this is in Ottawa, that they're having a big immigration problem because we have a big immigration problem. It's like it's rolling downhill to them now. What does Canada even think about these issues? And is Canada having as big a problem as I'm hearing?
Well, if most Canadians, this is the one thing that I'm not sort of probably representative of most Canadians. I think sort of emotionally, right, philosophically, I'm more in line with the American sensibilities, because basically we have about 35 million registered Democrats hanging up here. So, but we do have a problem on our border, in that we have, you know, people that are trying to cross over, migrants that have come to America, and maybe they're afraid to stay, or they don't want to go back to Central America or wherever they came from. So they're saying, well, you know, We've gone this far, let's just keep going. So they cross over into Canada. And so we've had an influx there, and we don't have the resources to handle it. And we have a prime minister up here who's very weak on most files, including immigration. It's basically just saying, you know, welcome and come on over. So yeah, it's created a bit of a problem. But our immigration policy, by and large, is not a bad one. It's based on a meritocracy, which is basically, I think, where certainly conservatives in the United States want to get to, versus, you know, the lottery and so forth. We have more or less a merit system, a merit-based system. But my main concern is that when you have to have people with shared values, and we have a prime minister who can't even identify Canadian values. He calls Canada the first postmodern state, which to me is just, I mean, that's just borders on sedition as far as I'm concerned. It's such a traitorous thing to say, you know.
What does that even mean?
Postmodern state, basically, he's a globalist.
We know that.
Even Prime Minister Harper, a conservative prime minister, who, you know, was certainly miles ahead or much better than Trudeau, but is a globalist. You know, we haven't had our disruptor the way you have come along yet. We're still waiting for our disruptor to come up here and sort of bust things wide open. So everybody who arrives at 24 Sussex Drive, which is our White House, they're all globalists. But Trudeau is I mean, he's a cut above when it comes to, you know, globalists. He doesn't believe in the nation state. He doesn't believe in core Canadian values. You know, basically we are a United Nations wet dream up here. It's all about, you know, diversity and...
Well, let me ask you then, since you brought Trudeau, obviously the G7 summit that came up, trade war, what's the perception in Canada there? Are they mad at Trump for this trade war? What's the perception of Trump? What are we looking at as far as Canadian trade war?
Again, I think most Canadians are probably on side with Trudeau on this. And listen, it's funny that here's a guy that really doesn't care about the nation state, but on this issue, this is one that, you know, one thing that he got played by Trump, because now Trudeau is talking about protecting Canadian jobs, and if you'd asked him about this 6 months ago, wow, we're part of the global community and so forth. Now all of a sudden it's, you know, he's talking about retaliatory trade, tariffs and so forth. Now he's talking about, he's talking like an old-time conservative, which is great. But I understand, you know, Trump's position 100%. I mean, our dairy, we've got a milk marketing board up here. If I go to the store, I can buy avocados from Mexico. I can buy fish from China, but I can't buy milk from the United States. I have to buy Ontario or Quebec milk. Anybody else that tries to get into our market, they got to pay 270% a duty, or a tariff, rather.
Ooh.
So, you know, Trump would like his dairy farmers to have access to the Canadian market. And so would I, quite frankly. So Trump is asking for, you know, reciprocity. He's asking for fairness. But what he's really after, I think, he's trying to, as you well know, he's not a big fan of these multilateral trade agreements, nor am I. He wants to try and pry Canada out of NAFTA so that we can do a one-on-one deal with the United States, which would be much better for us. We don't need to be in this trading bloc with Mexico where we can't compete with Mexican workers being paid pesos every day. I don't want 18-wheelers coming up from Mexico on some superhighway where their safety regulations are third world, let's face it, and or they can pass them with a bribe. I really don't want to be in that sort of a trade structure with Mexico. I'd much rather go bilateral with the United States and then maybe bilateral with Great Britain. So I think this is what Trump is after, and a lot of this bloviating that he's doing, I think is aimed at prying us out of NAFTA so he can go one-on-one with us, which would be much better for both of us.
Let's talk about the steel issue. And I was talking about, again, the Betty was her name. I met her this morning, and she was talking about the steel issue a little bit. She had a little different perspective than we do. I'm adamant that steel is a national security issue for America. We get in a war, and we'll see how much of an issue it is. I think steel, different than dairy, different than, you know, fruits and vegetables, oranges, what have you, steel is something completely different to me. What's the perception about steel there in Canada? You got a perspective from north of the border?
Right. Well, obviously, you know, we're trading a lot of steel with the United States. We're sending a lot of steel over there. So there are jobs here, obviously, to contend with. And I get that. And I am an economic nationalist. But 100%, you're right. It is a national security issue. Imagine the Second World War and 70% of your steel is being manufactured in China or Japan. It's not a good recipe.
Not at all. Not a good. We're coming up on the first break. On the other side, maybe let's get into that a little further. And do you think the pressure on Trudeau, you said he's changing his tenor, his talk a little bit. Is he feeling a little the heat maybe that Merkel's feeling in Germany? Is that kind of coming across the ocean and maybe his seat's getting a little warmer? Is there that unrest, that uneasiness coming in Canada? Where is the deep state? Where are we now? What are they? Have we made a dent in them all at all? Populism. a return to freedom, any of those things. Richard, it's so good to be with you. Richard Charette, the Conspiracy Show, many podcasts. We'll get the names of those on the other side. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire your stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Scott Bauer, and I've been a professional trader for over 25 years. I've traded for Goldman Sachs and was the first Amazon market maker at the Chicago Board Options Exchange. I'm also the CEO here at Prosper Trading Academy, the leading educational firm teaching people how to trade the markets. For a limited time, I'm giving away one of my favorite secret trading techniques used by thousands of our students every day to help build their financial future. To learn this technique right now, call my 24/7 voicemail and just leave your email address. I'll email you my free trading technique right away. Just call 1-800-228-2155. This is the very information my students use every day to invest in their financial future. Again, call 1-800-228-2155 in the next 30 minutes and leave your email address on my voicemail. That's 1-800-228-2155. Call 1-800-228-2155.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Richard Charette, not only does he host the Conspiracy Show, he has a couple podcasts, Conspiracy Unlimited and Rock and Roll Twilight Zone out of the Jericho Network. So pay attention to that. Keep an eye open for Richard's podcast and get his opinion. I mean, as you can hear, a very sharp guy. Before the break, Richard, we were talking a little bit about Trudeau. Has the dynamic changed it seems like globalism is coming up against nationalism, and globalism is blinking here. Merkel is in the real hot seat. Is Trudeau kind of feeling that, the kind of European tide turning against globalism? Is he feeling that in Canada?
Well, he's certainly keeping an eye on the polling numbers, no doubt, and they are sliding. In fact, in Atlantic Canada, which has kind of always been a liberal stronghold, I mean, they're still ahead by the Conservatives, but the lead is eroding quickly. So that's a lot of also what this bluster is about when he stands up at a press conference once Trump is safely on Air Force One and he can say, well, we're not going to get pushed around. Is playing to the anti-Trump crowd, which are legion in Canuckistan, as I like to call it sometimes, where it was left-leaning and where they hadn't noticed it. But so he's playing to that crowd. So we have a parliamentary system up here, so he has a majority government. So he's in power until 2019, and then hopefully he's gone. And judging by the polls, I mean, unless something dramatically changes, he's finished and he'll go back to teaching drama or whatever the hell he did before, living off the avails of his estate or whatever. But is he feeling the heat? Well, it's funny. He's a young man. He's in his mid to late 40s, but he's really, in many regards, an old throwback style politician from the left. Contrast that with a 72-year-old Trump, who is really the great disruptor, but he's the new model for politicians. We no longer have time for lofty platitudes from politicians. You know, Obama was a great speech maker and a great speech, orator. But who cares? Where did that get us? Where did it get you, someone being presidential? What does that mean even? So, and Trudeau is very measured in his words and so forth, and says nothing. He can speak for half an hour and say nothing. So maybe he's very prime ministerial, but it's getting us nowhere fast. So that type of politician is it's so retrograde and their days are numbered. So we are seeing this rise of populism in Europe, places like Poland and Hungary and Austria and the Czech Republic. Who I believe not too long ago just passed their own version of the Second Amendment. I absolutely love it, what's going on over there. But like in many things, a lot of these trends seem to pass Canada by. I don't see anyone at the federal level sort of in that mold, Trump mold, although we just elected someone provincially, our new premier, Doug Ford, the brother of Rob Ford, who was mayor of Toronto. Maybe you heard of him.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, he gathered a few headlines. Rob Ford did, God rest his soul. But Doug is his younger brother and is now the premier designate of Ontario. Has yet to be sworn in, but he's more in line, I think, with Trump. He's a more of a disruptor. He's not a polished politician. So I'm encouraged by that.
Let's move quickly. Time is going quick. Deep state. We've just learned it's coming into the American consciousness. I don't know about Canada. You're going to have to speak to that. But certainly in America, what the deep state is, who they are, blah, 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 is on our mind. Where are we with the deep state? Has this new administration made a dent? Are we changing the overall direction of the world at all here?
Well, I think there are two deep states, quite frankly. I mean, there is the deep state, and Hillary was sort of the standard bearer for that. I'm not sure where, I guess probably the CIA and maybe the NSA have their allegiance to that level of the deep state. And they've basically been in power probably since, Roosevelt, or certainly since Kennedy. I think Trump really, although he's a great disruptor, he does represent another form of the deep state, but they've been out in the cold for a while, and they sort of, they're itching to get back in. And there are no white hats and black hats. They're all sort of variants of gray, but I prefer sort of the deep state that Trump represents, versus the deep state that Hillary represents. The deep state that I think is by and large responsible for the Kennedy assassination and maybe to a certain degree, 9/11. So I think the people that Trump had represented have sort of been sitting back and watching that and said at a certain point, enough is enough, and we're going to wrest power back. And that deep state represents the nation state, which, you know, to my mind, is our only hope, really. It's the best institution we have to safeguard our fundamental rights and liberties, no matter as deeply flawed as it is. The globalists are definitely panicking. They're definitely panicking.
I'm glad that you said that. Daniel Estulin, he's a Canadian. I think he lives in the Toronto area. About a year or so ago, he came on. Yeah, okay, there you go. He said that something that struck me then. I asked him about Trump. Is Trump our friend? Is Trump? And he said, no, Trump's not our friend. But his boat, the boat of this breakaway group of he uses the word elite. I hate that word. But he says the breakaway group from this conglomerate, the syndicate, they want to pump up America again. They want to get the economy rolling again. They know the debt model is coming to an end, and Trump is there to do something different. Our boats are just going, meaning American, all of mankind, our boats are kind of going in the same direction right now, but when it ultimately comes down to it, they're not exactly our friend, this breakaway group, and Trump represents those at some levels. What do you think about that?
I have to think about that. Daniel is a brilliant guy, and he's a great writer. Obviously he's dedicated a lot of time to sort of formulating that hypothesis, and he's written books about it. His new book on Trump, I think, is all about that. So, maybe that's a little beyond me. I'm more sort of street level, I guess, on this, eye level. And, to me, just Trump represents the nation state. And all that entails. So, you know, whatever else it might be, I don't know, and some of it may be nefarious, but like I said, you know,
Exactly. I was about to interject that, and I followed up with him. Does that mean we need to get him out of office? Do we need to keep him in office? Because that was when, you know, impeachment talk was really heavy. And he said, absolutely, we need to keep him. You know, Trump's our, for better or worse, Trump's our friend right now. And Trump is on the side of mankind and America and the world, really. So that's kind of how he felt and what his conclusion was. I think that's probably accurate. We're to the end of the interview. You have to come on again, Richard, when we can spend a little more time. I've really enjoyed talking to you.
Oh, likewise, Daniel. Anytime. My pleasure. I'm a phone call away.
Oh, we'll do it. We'll come on. We'll have you on for a full hour, and we'll get into some more of these things. I love having international perspective, especially Canada, because you guys can probably see better than anybody. You know, look at our own. We can't see the forest through the trees sometimes down here, but The Conspiracy Show, Conspiracy Unlimited, and Rock and Roll Twilight Zone. Richard Surratt. God bless.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.